May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So this morning we have the opportunity to celebrate the festival of All Saints Day. In just a few moments, we will remember all the faithful departed who have gone on before us this last year especially, but all of our friends and loved ones who are already with God in heaven. And yet we still today, we're mournful. We are sad. We recognize our own brokenness, the brokenness of the world around us. And in our gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus has a great word for broken, empty, incomplete, imperfect people. To back up just a little bit from chapter 5 in Matthew's gospel, up to this point, Jesus has been going around Galilee. He has been preaching and teaching. The verses just before this, they bring him the sick, diseased, the afflicted, those oppressed by demons, and Jesus is healing them all. In the way that Jesus does, he says, be well. In the way that Jesus does, he says, demon, come out of them. What we see leading up to this is Jesus' words change reality around these people. So much so that his preaching, his teaching, the mighty works of this teacher out in this backwater of Galilee has spread to the surrounding areas in Jerusalem all the way out to Syria. So the crowds continue to come in. They have heard of the mighty works of this man. They come to see what this is all about. So many so that Jesus goes up onto a mountain. He has to get a little bit of height and distance to preach. And where maybe they're expecting now this continued greatness, that these words this man speaks will change reality around them, Jesus does something different. He doesn't change their reality in the moment. Instead, he names their condition. He tells them who they are. He calls out to those who are poor in spirit, to those who mourn, the meek, the lowly, those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, because the world is a broken, broken place. As we talk about poor in spirit, certainly we keep in mind those who were just physically destitute, those who could barely afford to put food on their tables. But especially what Jesus is preaching to, that the condition of all of these crowds, his disciples gathered around, is that before God, they are empty-handed. They bring nothing of themselves, no merit in themselves. They come before God purely in need, purely needing what God can give them. They are people who are broken. They are people who are mourning the struggles of the world they live in, under the oppressions of Rome, under just the constant problems that come up with sicknesses that were common. Scripture tells us they brought to him paraplegics, epileptics, people struggling with all kinds of things. We know that Jesus reached out to lepers, that these diseases, these afflictions of the flesh that for most of us are pretty far removed from our life experience. These people gathered expecting mostly just a relief from that pain, relief from the conditions affecting their body. And Jesus presents them with the problems, the things afflicting their souls. In this beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus preaches not to remove their suffering, to erase their suffering, but instead to step into their suffering with them. In Jesus, the kingdom of God is entering into this brokenness of the world with mercy. That's not just the story of those crowds. It's not just the story of those disciples. It is our story. We've outgrown some of those problems affecting the people of the day. We don't often hear about demon possessions here in the United States, though they still happen overseas. We have witnessed great advancements in medical care and preventative medicine. We've cured diseases like polio. We have removed leprosy from kind of the common experience. And yet new things have found us. Our bodies still get sick. Our bodies still break down. The brokenness of the world reveals itself to us in cancers of every shape and stripe that have touched, I think, pretty much every family nowadays. Everyone knows someone. You have a friend, a relative who struggles with it. We look around at the world. There are still wars. There are places, people seeking after peace that seems to not come. We are people who cry out for God's righteousness to make itself known in the world, that people would be able to live peaceable and quiet lives. And yet we witness so much injustice, so much pain, so much suffering. And on days like today, those things get brought to the fore as we remember our own friends, our families, our loved ones who have passed from this life. And for us too, we know that we, apart from the grace of God, are poor in spirit. We are spiritually destitute. We don't bring any merit of our own. We don't earn God's favor. We are troubled. We are spoiled with sin. And so we too, we come to God. We gather looking for relief from our suffering, comfort for our mourning, food for our souls. And that's what Jesus comes to deliver to these people. For those gathered on that mountainside so long ago, Jesus says, they are blessed. Blessed are you who are poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Present tense, those things are there for them in the moment. The kingdom of heaven, that reigning and ruling of God, comes into the world. It breaks in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus. Jesus goes about, especially as we read the Gospels, almost like a military campaign, winning back this ground the devil has taken over. He casts out demons. He heals the sick. He shows these people the world is changing. He takes that small moment. He tells them the kingdom is theirs. The world is changing now. Your sins are forgiven even now. Even more so, their sins are forgiven as Jesus takes their sins to the cross. And yet that's not all Jesus has for them. As we continue to read these Beatitudes, as he continues to proclaim that they are blessed even in the face of mourning, in the face of a world without peace, in the face of a world where they look after, seek for justice and righteousness, they are blessed even then. While the solution to those problems, while God's final answers for their struggles is still far off. It's just as true for us gathered here this morning. You are blessed. The kingdom of God is yours, nowhere more present than in his body and blood given for you from this altar. And yes, we are people who still mourn. We are people who still want God's justice to reign over this earth. We are still people who struggle with pains and afflictions of every stripe. Our hope is not in temporary relief from the troubles of this world, but that because of what Christ has done, because he has gone to the cross, he has crucified your sins. He has taken the pains, the burdens of the world on himself. He has put them aside. The devil will not win. Death will not win. While we wait for that full consummation of the marriage supper of the Lamb, gathered around his throne with all the saints, we know that those promises are sure. We know that those things are secure in the cross of Christ. As we celebrate communion today, we remember that this meal is not just here. I I love when the congregations kind of shape the chancel space, their communion space, as this semicircle. It reminds us that the rest of that circle is there around the presence of Christ, around God's throne for those saints already there. It is in this place that Jesus continues to fill up you who are spiritually poor, us who need so much from him. His promised kingdom of heaven, his promised comfort, his promised peace and satisfaction for all of our needs, it is still coming to us. And in the meantime, he gives us his gifts to sustain us in this world, to give us comfort, to give us peace, to help us endure until that day when we finally see him, not through fogged lenses, but see him clearly as he is. We are gathered in his presence where our world is lit up with the light of Christ. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, saints, gathered in this place, for the kingdom of heaven is yours here today and is still coming. We pray, Almighty Father, thank you for all of the gifts that you've given us, especially the gift of your only Son, Jesus. As we celebrate the saints who have meant so much to us, who have modeled a Christian life for us, as we celebrate their rest in you, give us rest. Give us peace and comfort in this world. And draw us ever closer to you as we wait for the day when Jesus returns to gather us all around his throne, for him to guide us as our shepherd. We pray all of this in his holy name. Amen.